Since the March 3rd beating of Rodney King made its way into living rooms across the country, law enforcement agencies throughout the country find themselves under greater public scrutiny. Some people are even going out of their way to try to catch cops in the act. Just 2 weeks ago, a Santa Barbara County deputy pulled over a motorist who was weaving. A car following the weaving driver pulled up behind the deputy and jumped out with a video camera rolling, apparently hoping to catch any police misconduct. The men were questioned and released. Public Information Officer Tim Gracie says that his colleagues expect to be under a microscope until the image of the King beating fades. He says the keys to improving credibility of the police are time and continued professional behavior by law enforcement officers, solving minor problems before they become major.
Santa Barbara is basically a non-violent city. However, we do have instances where there have been some pretty tight situations. And
Gary Gillingham spends his days patrolling the east side of Santa Barbara. He's one of a handful of officers working on a new police public relations project called COPS.
Gives them a message that we do care about what's happening in their neighborhood and around their business.
COPS stands for Community-Oriented Problem Solving, and its goal is to get officers like Gillingham face-to-face with the public that he serves. Gillingham's duties include talking to store owners about local crime problems.
Oh, yeah, it makes me feel a lot better. I have been concerned. I put a new store in here, and I have been concerned, and by having them being able to contact me like this, I think it's a real good idea.
Santa Barbara's police chief says the project is a helpful reminder to his officers that their job is serving the public.
The citizens provide information about what's going on. They're not as hesitant to call when a situation is developing. And we strive so hard to be quote-unquote professionals, we've kind of forgotten that we've got to get out of that car and talk to people more.
By meeting with students, parents, and business owners on a regular basis face-to-face, Santa Barbara police hope they'll be able to solve any small problems before someone gets hurt or ends up in jail.